Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I am in Hudson. Finally, thank goodness, now I can do this more often. So that's great.
And we have Athena here, too, but she's not sure if she's going to talk. But we're going to say she's here in case she does decide to talk.
Wonderful.
Hi, Athena.
Hi.
So I'm excited to have Jada here so we can talk about some books. And, yeah.
We're going to talk about books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. Man, I love saying
that. Oh, did we
that.
Skip that part?
Yes, we did, but I got to say it anyway. Huzzah.
Right. Yeah, because that's what we do every week. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been able to talk with Jada about books recently.
I have been so busy. It has been such a toll on my poor, delicate heart.
I've missed you.
Missed doing this.
Yeah. So you have a book in front of you that you wanted to talk about?
I have a book in front of me. I think I'm going to talk about this one because I know it better than the other one. So, One Crazy Summer by Rita Williams Garcia. The one that I'm holding now is the very recent graphic novel adaptation of the novel. that one didn't have any pictures, so if you're a pictures fan, I just get the graphic novel since it's out now. And I was really excited to see this on the shelf because I grew up reading One Crazy Summer and the series, most of the series. I still need to get my hands on that one book that somehow escaped me when I was spending too much time using Barnes & Noble's like a bookstore, like a library, I mean. So One Crazy Summer is, I think it's set in like, well, definitely the past. This is not a very current day thing. Yeah, One Crazy Summer was actually, it was published in 2010. I think it takes place in like around, because in one of the books, it mentions, I think, the Black Panther movement. So it takes place around that time generally, okay? It's been a while and I didn't get that far into reading the graphic novel adaptation. But anyway, it takes place around that time. And in the first book, One Crazy Summer, three girls, Delphine, Vanetta, and Fern, are siblings. They're going on a plane to meet their mother in Oakland. There's this whole thing about the mom leaving the siblings when they were just little kids, and so now that she wants to see them, they're going all the way over to Oakland to have one crazy summer. I did it. I said the name of the title. And so they have a bunch of shenanigans there. They meet local people. They get to explore, and it's just, I wouldn't necessarily say like coming-of-age novel, but they do, you know, get out there and they learn stuff, you know, the whole life lessons kind of package. And it's very well written, and the illustrations for the graphic novel is illustrated by, I think, Sherry Miller. And it's very, I really like the style of it. I think I've seen her work before. Mm-hmm. And all in all, I think this is a very nice, this is a nice graphic novel. I've missed reading that. I had a lot of fun summer memories reading this book. My copy was always very worn down and torn, so it's nice that I have this to read. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that one sounds so good. I mentioned it on the radio a few weeks ago that I picked this up at the Book Fest, and was because Sheree Miller was there, and also Rita Williams Garcia was there several years ago. I think when the novel version came out, she was there. So I've wanted to read it ever since it came out, the novel, and just never got around to it. So I was like, I'm going to read the graphic novel instead.
Well, you have to take it from my arms, or at least wait till I'm done. It won't be that long.
I won't read it today. It's okay. I can wait. I've waited this long. I can wait a little longer. But yeah, it sounds so good. And I'm sometimes I'm torn when there's a graphic novel adaptation on whether to read the novel or the other one, if the novel's been on my list. But I figure if I haven't read it yet, then maybe I should just go for it, because I'll be able to read that really quickly. And then my thought is, if I really love the graphic novel, then maybe I could read the second book in the novel version, just to mix it up.
Or go back in the novel, because I just got into the first couple pages, but what she did was she took like some of the phrases and then turned that into a picture. So if you wanted to like see exact phrasing or wonder if there's a bit left out, then I go back to the novel. But so far, and again, I only got into 2 pages, so I can't really say that much. It's been a faithful adaptation.
Nice. That's exciting. I hope you enjoy it. So I have a couple books that I grabbed that I'm about to process for the library collection that are newer books that just came out. And they sound really great, so I thought I would share the descriptions of them since I haven't read them yet. So the first one is a graphic novel, I believe for teens, called Fitting Indian. It's by Jyoti Chand and Tara Anand. And this is the description. All Natasha's parents want is for her to be the perfect Indian daughter, something she is decidedly not. Everything she does seems to disappoint them, especially her mom. They just don't get that she'll never be like her doctor older brother. To make matters worse, she's never quite felt like she belongs at school either, and lately her best friend Ava and her crush Henry seem to be more interested in the rich new girl than in her. Alcohol takes the edge off, but when that doesn't work, Natasha turns to cutting. She can't stop asking herself, will she ever be enough for her friends or her family or even for herself? This authentic and powerful teen graphic novel debut from Jyoti Chand and Tara Anand shines a light on how harmful the stigma of mental illness is and how life-saving a community that is honest about mental health can be. So that seems like a tough read, but hopefully important and teaching some good life lessons about the importance of mental health and being able to talk about it.
From what I can tell, the art looks very nice. Like, the cover is nice, mm-hmm. and the art inside. Yeah, it is very nice. At first, I thought it said Finding Indian because I was reading it upside down, and I was like, that's an interesting name. And then I realized what it was like a pun, and I was like, that makes so much more sense. So that seems like the thing that I might have to grab from you right after you read it.
Yeah, it has a very unique color palette that I'm not quite sure how to describe, but the tones are very nice in it, both like the skin tones and like even the background colors, and even some of the like shading is like an interesting, I don't know how
to describe
it. Yeah, it's got like a warmth to it,
yeah,
which maybe helps with the like when it's like a tougher topic. Make it feel a little lighter. So then the other book I have is also a graphic novel. This is a middle grade graphic novel, and it's a second in a series that I don't think that you would have to read the first one to read the second one, because the first one's pretty goofy and like very episodic, but I loved it. So this one is called Kay is in Trouble Again by Gary Clement, and I think the first one was called Kay is in Trouble. That would make sense. but I can't remember for sure if that's the first book, but it was something like that. And yeah, Kay is a kid that gets in trouble a lot, and it's often like adults or society that's just like bonkers and weird and like, I don't know, like he gets in trouble for silly things. So it's sort of fun to see him get in trouble and then get out of trouble, or I don't know, just move on with his life. But here's the description for this one. Kay just keeps getting into trouble. Trouble finds him when a mischievous goat eats his train ticket home. Trouble finds him when he's stowed away in a barrel of apples hiding from angry farmers. Trouble finds him as he dangles from a ridiculously high diving board in front of the entire town. Trouble even finds him through a very talkative snowman whose chatter gets Kay into even more trouble. But it's not all bad news for Kay. The stories in this graphic novel find him reuniting with an old friend, taking a restorative trip to the sea, and making the acquaintance of a young farm girl. Join Kay as he tries and fails to stay out of trouble in this new set of adventures from Gary Clement. This one has a very different style than Fitting Indian. Very unique, very cartoony. But yeah. Oh, there's a goat. I found the goat. But yeah, I feel like these are just like, I don't know. I found the first one very light and fun. I read it in like one sitting, just like breezed through it. It was a delight. That's got a little blurb from Lemony Snicket. K Kay is my new favorite hero.
On the back it does say, it says praise for Kay is in trouble, which I assume is the first one.
Yes.
So he is in trouble. He was in trouble, and now he's in more trouble, and he always love that in the book.
Yeah, he just keeps getting in trouble over and over again. But yeah, very fun. I'm excited to read this. When I saw there was going to be a second book, I was like, yes. And I think that one's for a little bit younger of an audience. I think it would be more of like a middle grade graphic novel, as is One Crazy Summer. Whereas Fading Indian is more teen oriented.
But I will always love One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, all ages can read all sorts of books. That's what I say.
Well, not.
I mean, not every book is for every person.
But most books are.
But especially when you get to my age, I feel like people my age should be able to read all ages of books. I read board books. They're fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're for babies.
Like, yeah, it seems like a lot of the books that I see in the graphic novel kids section are very interesting, and the topic seems to kind of mature as, you know, you get older. But kids authors, like younger kids, are really doing something with their time, because I think there is a book called Smell My Feet in the graphic novel. Yes! Don't look at me like that, Athena. There is. And I've seen it.
Is that the C.C. Bell one?
No. Yes, it is. It's the C.C. Bell one. It's very,
so good.
Very interesting.
Yeah. I liked that one. Yeah, it's interesting, like, the range of, like, genre and style and...
Yeah, because C.C. Bell did El Defo, which I absolutely adored, and then I saw C.C. Bell's name, and I was like, this is the same person we're talking about?
Yeah, it's very different. But I like that about the graphic novel format, is that you can tackle so many different stories and experiences and styles and, like, in this interesting format. It's nice. That's why we talk about them so much on this show. Because they're awesome. Yay.
Man, I really want to read this.
Did you want to say anything, Athena? Are there any books that you've read recently that you've liked or loathed?
You know, this isn't a recent book, but I cannot remember the characters' names. I read it a few years ago. It's called In 5 Years. I think it's a young adult novel. It's really good. It's about this woman who, I guess one day her life is on track and everything. She's about to get married. She got engaged. She's getting offered a new job and everything. But one day she goes to bed, has a dream. She's like 5 years in the future, and her whole life has changed. She's not with the same person. She doesn't live in the same place, and it's just like, it was super crazy for her. So yeah, from there, her life kind of just spirals and changes, and there's a whole bunch of things that's going on that she wouldn't have even expected. Yeah, I really like that book. I thought that's
interesting. So she falls asleep and has a dream and then wakes up and, like, it's 5 years different? Or
no,
is in the dream?
She wakes up and it's the same, but in the dream it was 5 years later.
Oh, okay.
And the book is kind of just leading up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she doesn't know what's in the future. She thinks, wow, that's a weird dream. And then 5 years later, she looks back and like, oh my gosh, that happened. Wow. If this happens more often, I could become famous for this.
It's an interesting idea, though. Like, if you had an idea of, like if you had a future vision of yourself that you really liked. Like, I assume if you had a dream that was in your future, you wouldn't be like, that's obviously my future. But, like, maybe you're like, oh, in that dream I was really happy and I was a dancer. Like, maybe I should pursue dance. I don't know.
She didn't really like the future she saw because her life was kind of, like, all put together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I guess if you go to, like, if you're married to someone, you had this perfect life, and you just go to bed and suddenly you're with someone else, and it's like, oh my gosh, everything's so different. I don't think she liked it.
Oh, okay.
I take that as a sign and be like, well, this was fun. Goodbye. And then throw off my engagement ring, run off into the distance.
Find your dream man.
I am very dramatic, if you have not noticed.
Oh, that sounds interesting, though. I'll have to check that out.
Maybe it's in the library.
Maybe.
There are a lot of books in the library.
I actually do have that book at home still.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember why, like how you found that book? Like, did someone suggest it to you, or did you just find it on the shelf?
Like, all of a sudden, it was just randomly there in my house. Like, I'd never seen that book before, and then I just picked it up, and it was like, I just started reading, and it really pulled me in.
Interesting. Magic book, it just appeared. That's cool. Those are our book suggestions for the week. Is there anything coming up that you all are excited for?
School's almost over.
School's almost over? Is that what you said?
Yes. And I'm getting a break, and the people in the city schools are going to get an even longer, incredibly long break because they didn't finish their snow days. So they're going to have like a week that's longer than the school week off, and I'm jealous of you so much because they get off, I think, from Thursday to Wednesday, and I have Friday to Tuesday.
Oh, is this for like Memorial Day?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And so they're like, well, I guess we'll just put all the snow days here instead of like, you know, making school end earlier for some reason.
I wonder if because of like Regents scheduling, maybe they can't. I don't know. But hey,
you can like
enjoy your break while you can, you know?
Put one day of. You can move back to school like one day, I think. Like, I don't think that would mess up everyone's day too much because you're already going to give them a 5-day break. I've thought about this a lot, as you can tell, and I'm very upset about it, but at least I'll get some break.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy your break. And hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
Jabani, man, me jabani, joy. I'm good when I'm a wicked hating at my job. I'm a defeat when I'm a stress. My neck a hopeless. I might progress. How I need to be the S.
One of my set times on my bucket, they find my team bad. They me young. One of my set times on my bucket, they talk the money in the league. Yeah, they do my number. They call yeah, 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 yeah. But the far way back, I'm not ask, I know, yeah, yeah, yeah. One of my set times, we're for Ned, I'm a red hand. I'm in your boom, you do get a hop up, I don't know, they came, man. Bye, walk now, yeah, walk now. Tell her to make work now. Crazy PBS, walk now, come back, leggy back now.
Je suis un truc comme un écho, concept pas, campagne 4 champions, non, 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 non.